How's it going, everyone? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Dan Wilson, coming to you following yet another disappointing Phillies loss. Phillies lose 6-3 at the hands of the Arizona Diamondbacks. They fall to 22-25 on the season. And just when the Phillies looked like they might be getting the ball rolling a little bit, win that series over the Chicago Cubs after a really poor road trip, they're still not out of contention to win this series against the Arizona Diamondbacks, but they do not get off on the right foot. They put themselves yet again in a bad position to win a series against a team who, yeah, they've been good this year, but it was against a pitcher who they absolutely should have put more runs up against. Zach Wheeler, the starting pitcher, needs to be better. We'll get into that. The defense needs to be better, and that's where I'm going to start tonight. Like, I had a few takeaways from this game, as I always do. This was yet again another textbook 2023 Phillies loss, and it starts with kicking the baseball around the field. It starts with giving runs away in scenarios where runs don't need to be given away. We'll go through the second inning because that's where the Diamondbacks got their first three runs of the game. That's where a lot of the defensive miscues happened in this one. So it started out, Lourdes Gurriel, who went 4-for-4 on Monday night, killed the Phillies. He starts off with a home run, killed the ball to deep left center field. All right, whatever. That's on Zach Wheeler. Nothing any of the fielders can do about that. Then the following, the inning played out as follows. Josh Rojas gets a single. Dominic Fletcher gets a single. Gabriel Moreno, he reaches on a fielder's choice, but a fielder's choice error. It was a ball that should have been a double play ball. Bryson Stott looked like he got a little too cute with it. It was a ball that looked like it might have been spinning, but nevertheless, a play that absolutely needs to be made, like a ball that might have been spinning out of his glove. Instead of two outs, you have zero outs, and now you have the bases loaded. And then you have Geraldo Perdomo, I should say, doubles to right center field. Now, they ruled it a double, probably should have been a single, and then a throw. Two runs come in to score, and that's an instance where Nick Castellanos throws the ball to the wrong base. And this was all following that Josh Rojas single that kind of got the inning started following the home run. An instance where Kyle Schwarber, I get he's a liability in left field, but it's just inability to move in left field puts a runner on for the Diamondbacks. So for those of you scoring at home, Kyle Schwarber could barely move on a ball in left field. That put a base runner on. A surefire double play ball by Bryson Stott. He commits the second error of the season. So that loaded the bases for the Diamondbacks. And instead of having two outs and just a runner on third, now you have the bases loaded. And that set up the double that scored two more runs for the Diamondbacks, a play in which the Phillies right fielder Nick Castellanos does not throw the ball to the right base. There is something seriously, seriously wrong with this baseball team on defense at the moment. And I just highlighted the second inning alone there. That doesn't even account for the fact that Cody Clemens committed an error at first base much later in the game. He came in off the bench, goes into first base, commits an error, and fed the Diamondbacks another run just with bad defense. I mean, a good defensive baseball team in this game, a good focused defensive baseball team probably gets out of that inning in the second with just allowing one run, and they don't give up another run later in the game on the Clemens error. So you're talking about cutting the Diamondbacks' runs in half, and maybe they only score three runs. The Phillies scored three runs. Totally changes the complexion of the game, totally changes how we talk about this baseball team. That's how you give away games throughout the course of the season. And this is not the first time the Phillies have done this. The Phillies are about league average in errors, and I don't know how to find the statistic, but the eye test tells you that they might be league average in errors, but it feels like those runs always come in to score. Like, every defensive miscue this team has always turns out to matter, and it's Major League Baseball. Those runs should turn out to matter. I don't care if you're playing a team who has, you know, five wins at this point in the season or 50, right? Like, that you're gonna, if you play bad baseball, if you play dumb baseball, if you play unfocused baseball, you're going to find a way to lose games. And these are games that feel like they're winnable. No disrespect to him, but Tommy Henry was the starting pitcher for the Diamondbacks on Monday night. He came in with an ERA above 5. Like, that's a game that you say, Zach Wheeler versus Tommy Henry, that should be advantage Phillies. That should be a Phillies 6-3 win or a Phillies 6-2 win or whatever the case might be. And they don't have it on nights like that. And it doesn't feel like the baseball team that we watched towards the second half of last season, certainly not the baseball team we watched last October. I get it's a long regular season, and through 50 games last year, they were 21-29, and the Phillies are now 22-25. But you know what? They might be headed for 22-29 or 23-29 or whatever the case might be. Through 50 games here, they're through 47 as of right now. They're not going to be a hell of a lot better. And I've said this on the podcast already of like, you can't. Last year, they got a spark when they fired Joe Girardi. They brought in Rob Thompson. That seemed to really change the trajectory of the season. Like, you can't do that every single year. You can't be in a situation where you're constantly digging yourself a hole, constantly barely hanging on for dear life in the playoff picture. And the only reason you're hanging on for dear life in the playoff picture is because Major League Baseball expanded the playoffs just a couple of years ago. This does not look like a playoff baseball team. This doesn't look like a team who deserves to be playing beyond, you know, the course of the regular season. And you could point to a number of different issues. The starting pitching, obviously a huge one. The offense that we're going to get to in just a little bit here, obviously a huge one. But start point blank with the defense. The Phillies are playing in the Little League Classic later on this season against the Washington Nationals. And the irony of it is that the Phillies have been playing like a Little League team in a good number of the losses they've had so far this season. It is a really, really frustrating baseball team to watch. And it's an infuriating baseball team to watch at times. Mostly because it doesn't feel like they're always on the short end of the stick. They're never getting runs on other teams' miscues. They're always the ones handing runs away. And again, I get Kyle Schwarber's a slow left fielder and he's a defensive liability, and in a sense, I guess you can live with that. But if Bryson Stott turns that double play and Cody Clemens makes a play that he should at first base, you're looking at a totally different baseball game. Maybe you're even looking at a one-run game as opposed to a three-run game. You don't know what that can change. But I do know that giving away runs in Major League Baseball games against any team, especially Diamondbacks team, who, let's be honest, has played pretty well so far this season. They're currently 28-20, and if you look at the standings out there in the NL West, they're a game and a half behind the Dodgers, and they hold the top wild card spot in the National League. And you know what? Two is the Pirates, three is the Mets. First team out's the Marlins, second team out is the Giants. Third team out of the National League wild card spot is the Philadelphia Phillies. They are ninth as far, they would need nine playoff teams in the National League right now to make the playoffs. So I understand, I've been tweeting about this team, I've been podcasting about this team all season long. I mean, I've been posting and talking about this team for basically my entire life, and getting a lot of like, oh, it's early, oh, it's this, you're too negative on this team, oh, you know, give this team some time, they were struggling last year. Like, no, it's not early anymore. We're coming up on Memorial Day this coming weekend. When are we allowed to criticize this baseball team? When are we allowed to say that this team is not the same team who went to the World Series a season ago? When are we allowed to say that this team has serious holes and are in desperate need of a starter? And we'll get to what the starting spot looks like tomorrow against the Diamondbacks in Game 2 of the series. And the Phillies are in a really, really bad spot. And again, I understand that it's possible to dig yourself out of that with more playoff teams and 162 games. But this can't be the recipe for success every single season. And this can't be the recipe for success for a team looking to go back to the postseason and says they're serious about winning and that last year was not a fluke. Right now, through 50 games, the skeptics who say last year was a fluke would be proven correct. And you hope the bats heat up in the summer. You hope a guy like Trey Turner heats up in the summer. You hope the starting rotation has an addition to it, and some guys start to pitch better and deeper into games throughout the course of the summer. But this is a bad baseball team, and it starts with the defense, and it starts with giving away runs. And that's something that is not necessarily new this season. It's something it's not new here on Monday night going into Tuesday following the series opener against the Arizona Diamondbacks. It has plagued this team all season long. So that's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two, I was thinking about, you know, the most disappointing Phillies so far this season. And you could look at that question a number of different ways based upon your own expectations, how much money they make. A variety of different factors go into expectations versus reality. And certainly Trey Turner, it's hard to argue that it's not him, right? Like, the guy signs an 11-year, $300 million contract and has barely earned a penny of it. Okay, I get it. But right now the Phillies, in my opinion, need a guy like Zach Wheeler to be better, more so than they really need Trey Turner. The Phillies offense is struggling. Again, I will get to them a little bit here. But Zach Wheeler has not really pitched like an ace all season long. Like on Monday night, he goes six innings. He allows three runs. Well, he allows four runs total. Three of them were earned. One of them was unearned because of the Stott play. And, you know, he only has three strikeouts, but it took him 108 pitches to get through those six innings, and he really had to battle, and two balls got hit hard into the seats off him on Monday. And you say, okay, it's a quality start. Like, it's not like he wasn't horrible, but I haven't seen that type of ace stuff from Zach Wheeler all season. Ask yourself if going into Monday night's game or coming out of Monday night's game, like, did that look like ace Zach Wheeler going up against, again, Tommy Henry for the Arizona Diamondbacks? A clear-cut starting pitching advantage for the Phillies, and that should be a game where the Phillies can finally win a series opener. They haven't won a series opener in a couple of weeks here. Like, this should have finally been where this thing kind of turned around, and they don't. They lose a game that they absolutely should have won, and now for them to win the series, they're going to have to win games that they absolutely should not win on paper. They got Zach Gallen going later in the series for the Diamondbacks. They have a situation tomorrow where, and we'll preview, you know, in Tuesday night's game coming up in a little bit here, but they got a situation tomorrow where you're basically spot starting and piecing together a bullpen game for your last spot in the rotation. Like, the Phillies on paper had the best chance to win on Monday of any game in the series, and they lose 6-3 because of bad defense, because I know we debated a lot with Aaron Nola, but their ace pitcher in Zach Wheeler has not pitched like an ace all season. And their offense really let them down a lot of ways, too. So it's just really, really frustrating to watch Zach Wheeler consistently go out there and be, like, fine, but nothing special. He's nothing great. It's not Zach Wheeler we've seen so far in a Phillies uniform throughout his career. It's not the Zach Wheeler we saw last year and into the postseason. This is a guy who had the battle to get through six innings against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this is a guy who only had three strikeouts on Monday night. And a guy who got hit hard twice into the outfield seats. And yeah, he gives you a chance to win. Yes, he had bad defense behind him. It is not primarily his fault they lost the game, but he doesn't feel like a guy who's going to go out and win you a game either at the moment, and that's really concerning to me. That is really, really frustrating to me, and it's certainly something the Phillies need, because if they're not going to have starting rotation depth, if you're going to have a starting rotation of Wheeler and Nola and Suarez and Taijuan Walker, who, yeah, he pitched fine the other day against the Cubs, but for the most part has been really, really disappointing. And currently you have a fifth spot of Dylan Covey and Matt Strom and whatever else you can piece together in the bullpen, because Bailey Falter's not cutting it. Like, you need your aces, or you need your top guys, whatever terminology you want to call them. You need them to go out and win you a game every once in a while. And Aaron Nola, to his credit the other day, went out and was the stopper. He ended that losing streak and pitched really well against the Cubs on Saturday. It would be nice if Zach Wheeler could go out and do the same, not in a stopping situation, but go out and win game one of a series. And the sense of urgency, the sense of, like, this guy's going to go out there and win you a game, just doesn't feel like it's there. It's wildly frustrating, and it's been very annoying to watch Zach Wheeler pitch in 2023, just because you feel like he is capable of so much more. And Rob Thompson post-game, and he's sticking up for his guy, I get it, but says that he was better than the line shows. We've kind of heard that a lot with Rob Thompson, with Zach Wheeler in particular, so far this season. Eventually, you got to pitch, better than your line has been showing. Eventually, you have to go out and win your team a game. And I don't have that faith in Zach Wheeler right now. I can't imagine anyone really does. I think he has been good enough to say, okay, he's, he gives you a chance to win the game, but he's not going to go out and win you a game. He's not going to be the reason you go out and win a game. And absolutely a spot where he should have been that guy. And he has been that guy in the past. He was not on Monday night. He really hasn't been that guy throughout the entire course of the 2023 season. And the final thing, I promised I would get to it, is the offense. Another 12 strikeouts on Monday night. Guys, Trey Turner finally gets a hit with runners in scoring position. That's his first in more than a month. That's just ridiculous for a guy who's signed to a $300 million contract. Alec Boehm has now, for a while, really hasn't been hitting. He goes another 0-for-4. He has, his batting average has dipped to 257. His on base percentage is .323, his slugging percentage is .398. He's not having a good offensive season, and he had a he looked really, really good in spring. It looked like he was hitting for more power, and now he just looks like a you know a line drives guy who's not even hitting hard line drives, not hitting balls into the gap. It's like closer to a slap hitter or closer to a guy who, yeah, he'll make contact, but you know, on Monday night, he gives you a flyout. He gives you some ground outs. He gave you a strikeout as well, I believe. And you're in a situation where you're saying, okay, at what point is Alec Bohm going to step it up? At what point is he going to be the player who we all expect him to be, which is a guy last year who you felt good about every time he came to the plate? There have been times in Alec Bohm's Phillies career where he has hit in the meat of that order, and he's the guy you want up with the game on the line because he's got that beautiful line drive swing. He hits balls gap to gap. It's, you know, he got tons of Jason Worth comps that first year he played for the Phillies. And think about what a beautiful swing he had and how confident you felt about him coming to the plate and how excited we all were entering the 2021 season with Alec Bohm and then entering the 2022 season when he really started to figure things out. He has really declined here as of late, and he has been really, really frustrating to watch. Trey Turner, it's been highly documented just how poor he's been at the plate. He goes back into the leadoff spot. He's hitting .256 on the season, an on-base percentage of .300, a slugging percentage of .393. It's forget disappointing for what you're being paid. It's disappointing for any Major League Baseball player, certainly disappointing for a leadoff hitter. I get what Rob Thompson's trying to do, trying to put him in his comfort zone and being like, hey, I still have faith in you. Go lead off games for us. But to have your first hit, and again, maybe this will get the ball rolling. First hit with runners in scoring position for Trey Turner since April the 19th. That's not good enough. But again, the 7 strikeouts, or the 12 strikeouts at the plate. Bryson Stott moving down to 7. He works good at bats, and he puts the bat on the ball. He had a hit and an RBI in this game as well. Or I should say a hit and an RBI. He had a home run as well as Kyle Schwarber had a home run. Two guys who, and Schwarber in particular, has been hitting. He might bat 200 and hit 50 home runs. I mean, that's kind of what just Kyle Schwarber is at this point of his career. He's going to kill the ball, and he's very all or nothing. Bryson Stott hits a home run in this game as well. And that's how basically the Phillies got their 3 runs. It was the Trey Turner single in the 7th inning that Bryson Stott scored on. Bryson Stott homering and Kyle Schwarber both homering in the 4th inning there. So a disappointing offensive night yet again. Phillies only put up 3 runs against very hittable pitching on the Diamondbacks. A lot of uncompetitive at-bats, a lot of, you know, just 3 up, 3 down, 4 up, 3 down, whatever the case might be. And it's just, if you're watching these games, it feels like these innings are going fast half the time. It doesn't feel like the Phillies are even battling. They're not working counts. They're not working innings. And other teams are doing on the other side. It was Zach Wheeler having to battle through the Diamondbacks hitters. I would absolutely say the Diamondbacks worked better at bats all night long, and certainly a huge, huge reason as to why the Diamondbacks won in this game. On the other side, going to preview the remainder of the series, in particular on Tuesday, how the Phillies, what Rob Thompson said postgame, what the Phillies plan to do with their starting pitcher and how they plan to pitch through Tuesday's game against Arizona. Arizona going for a series win. Phillies trying to bounce back, tie the series at 1. We'll get into that. We'll get into Wednesday's game. All that on the other side. You're listening to the Phillies Today podcast. I am your host, Dan Wilson. Welcome back to the Phillies Today podcast with your host, Dan Wilson. Again, recapping a 6-3 loss at the hands of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Phillies dropped to 22 and 25 on the season through 47 games. Game number 48 coming up on Tuesday against Arizona. It'll be, for Arizona, it'll be Ryan Nelson going for them in a more of a traditional starting role. He's got a 5.48 ERA coming off a start against the Oakland A's where he went 5 1/3. 0 runs, just 1 hit. Pretty good outing for him, but so far this season, nothing to write home about. Again, another guy who the Phillies offense should be able to have some success against in theory, but have not been. For the Phillies, it's going to be the listed starter is Matt Strom. Rob Thompson announcing after the game on Tuesday that Matt Strom will kind of be in that opener role. They'll see how long he goes, whether it's an inning or two. But the bulk guy behind him is going to be Dylan Covey, again, the guy who the Phillies claimed off of waivers from the Los Angeles Dodgers just a couple of days ago. He's not any type of long-term solution. If you look at his numbers, I think it certainly indicates that. But the Phillies in a situation where they need to get through innings on Tuesday, and Bailey Falter was not cutting it. He gets sent down to AAA after his most recent start. And this is really the situation the Phillies are in. It's like the reason why you wanted Zach Wheeler so badly to go out and go win you a game on Monday is because of this situation you have on Tuesday. And because baseball is weird and there's no rhyme or reason to it, I'm sure the Phillies will come back and win this game on Tuesday now. But really in a situation that they need to play a little desperate because they've already lost game one of the series and they're falling further and further behind 500 with each loss here. And again, this isn't a combination we've seen before. Matt Strom, to his credit, has done his job all season long out of the bullpen, out of when he's asked to start, when he's asked to open. He has been very, very good. 2.73 ERA. A lot of that was thrown off based upon one outing he had against the Dodgers most recently. But those were the only runs he allowed in the month of May. Like Matt Strom, for the most part, as a starter to begin the season and out of the bullpen most recently, has been very, very good. Covey making his Phillies debut. Will be interesting to see what he has as a bulk guy. How many times has Rob Thompson let him go through the order? At what point does he turn it over to his bullpen? And then again, Zach Wheeler only getting, he gets you through six innings. So on Monday night, Rob Thompson has to use Andrew Vasquez, Jeff Hoffman, and Andrew Bilotti. Now, he didn't have to go to anyone like Kimbrel or anything like that, or Sir Anthony Dominguez, because they weren't up in the game. But certainly it will be interesting to notice how the bullpen usage is affected in this game through Wednesday as well. On Wednesday, and here's yet another reason why you would have hoped the Phillies won the opener against Arizona. Wednesday, Zach Gallen, who's the ace of the Diamondback staff, will be going up against Ranger Suarez. Zach Gallen, local guy from South Jersey. I went to Bishop Eustis. I believe grew up in the Cherry Hill area. It's always a cool homecoming for him. Christian Walker, also from Norristown. So a couple of Philadelphia area connections on this Diamondbacks team. But you hope the Phillies can come away with a series win and end this homestand on a positive note, because they're going to need it. They're going back to Atlanta, or not going back to, going to Atlanta for the first time this season, coming up on Memorial Day weekend. I know the Phillies had success against that team in the playoffs last year, but not a team historically who, especially in the regular season, not a place, Truist Park, that the Phillies typically play well at. You'd hope to come away with a series win over the Diamondbacks and at least give yourself a chance to go above 500 by the end of the week. That'll do it for today's episode of the Phillies Today podcast. For more Phillies Today podcast, always check back. Make sure you're subscribed. Follow me on Twitter @Dan_Wilson4. Until tomorrow, I'll talk to you then. Go Phillies.